Hi everyone, it's Victoria here for episode 5 of Victoria Box. So normally I'm going to do the pods every couple of weeks, but you know what? I just thought today I'm in the house on my own. I seem to be spending a lot of time on my own in the house now that my son's working. And I just thought, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do a little extra bonus one. And I wanted to talk to you about... there's a few things I wanted to talk to you about, to be honest with you. I don't plan these pods, and you've probably realised that by now. I mean, I might start doing, you know, doing the planning for them in the future, but I don't want them to be completely planned of what I've got to say and what I want to say. I just want it to be authentic. For me, that is, you know, that's the best way to do it. So, yeah, so I just wanted to talk to you about... reaching 42 on Monday. I had a really nice birthday. Spent it with my son and my mum, which was just lovely. And bless my son. Do you know, I'm so lucky, bless him. I just adore him, like we all do, you know, with our kids. And he brought me a pair of AirPods, which I've wanted for ages. And he brought me some of the Pros. And, oh, they're amazing. For anyone who has them, you are so gonna know what I mean. Oh my God, the quality is amazing. So I just wanted to talk to you about realizations and some of the realizations that, you know, I have had this week. And those realizations are personal ones, like, you know, to do with my personal life and also to do with my entrepreneur's journey. That sounds so cliche, doesn't it? But it is. It's a journey. I think life's a journey, isn't it? And I said on my last pod that I was like raring to go, and I was really, you know, looking forward to being 42 because I've got so much coming up and so much, you know, that I want to do. And going through the week, I kind of got to the day after my birthday and I was like, right, okay, let's carry on. And, you know, this week has been fantastic in the fact that I think I've realised even more this week that when you're starting business, starting a business, should I say, and when you're deciding, you know, you have that idea, don't you? And it's going around your head. And, you know, there's so many people with, oh my God, amazing ideas out there. Thousands and thousands upon thousands of people with all these ideas in their head. And, you know, no, not all of them are great, but so many of them are. And, but you just can't get it out of your head onto paper. And I think that's, you know, that's why so many ideas never come to fruition, because you do have to have it, to be honest, it's the guts to say, you know what, I am going to do this is an idea and I am going to make this real. And I got to like the 1st of February, and the first realization I had was that I'd spent so much time, like over the last few years, obviously over the last couple of years, thinking to myself of, I'd be very much, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, I haven't accomplished that goal, I haven't done this. And I would never, ever, ever count the wins, ever. I would, so say if I had to accomplish something or I had to do something or whatever, however you want to put it, I would do it and I'd be like, right, okay, well, that's done. And I wouldn't just kind of sit down, take a step back and go, you did that. That you did that. That's what you accomplished. I would never do it. So all I would see is the things that I hadn't done. And this is such an amazing lesson to learn in business. To be honest, it's a great lesson to learn in life. And it took me 42 years, really, to actually realise that you have to count your wins. So what I did is I sat down and I thought, okay, we're on the 1st of February, go through everything that I accomplished last month. And being very, very truthful, I didn't accomplish all of those goals. And so I didn't panic. I think I'd said to you on one of my last pods, I moved it. The copy and paste, the power of the copy and paste on the Google Diary, like mental fairy dust. It's fantastic. And so that, I thought, right, okay, well, that's there. And then I counted my wins. I was like, okay, so I did this, I did that, I got that done, and all of the things that, you know, I need to do to kind of get my business so that it's ready to go. And also, I realised that you don't have to have all your ducks in a row. There's a saying, isn't there? Oh, you have to have all your ducks in a row to do this or to do that. That's a crock of crap. You don't. And do you know, when I went out to lunch with my friends for my birthday, as it happens, three of us have all got our own businesses. You know, I'm sure my friends won't mind me mentioning my lovely friend Rachel. She has she's into social media. My beautiful friend Becky, she is a health coach and she is writing this amazing book. I'm so proud of her for that. It's just the most amazing. She just writes in this way that just is so captivating. And anyway, I was talking and it was something that Rachel said, and she was like, well, you can start putting items on the Facebook shop. And then I was like, why the hell am I not doing this? And it was because I had this mindset of I had to have my ducks in a row, and you don't. And so I launched the first part of my business on Facebook. And it's really funny because I did this before. I didn't launch with a website. I launched on Facebook and had, you know, really, really good success with that, even in the first, you know, 3 or 4 months. So you don't have to have all your ducks in a row if you are thinking about starting a business. You certainly don't. You need an idea and you need a plan. That's the first thing that you need. And so I'd had that. So that was a huge realization. And, you know, also just counting those wins is so important, because that's how you build your confidence, and that's how you realize, and, you know, you realize what you are achieving. How can you realize that, you know, if you're achieving anything, if you don't give yourself recognition? It's so, so important. And then my second realization, or third realization, I think we're on the third one now, was that as an entrepreneur, one of the things that you need to surround yourself with is influential people. Now, when I say that, I mean, they could be different. You know, these people don't need to be in business. They could be all types of people. But it is good to surround yourself with people who are like-minded. So I think I'm sure I have mentioned to you that I belong to something called the Female Entrepreneur Association, run by Carrie Green and her team. And on the Facebook private group, it is full of like-minded ladies who, you know, are all from all walks of life, from all over the world. And the one thing that, you know, we all have in common is that we are entrepreneurs. And I've been on that for years, and just surrounding myself with people like that really, really helps. And also it builds your confidence as well. And I think it's also, when I say surround yourself by, you know, influential people, make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who want the best for you. Now, in my life, I've had certain family members, not my immediate family. My immediate family are my world. But I have had certain family members who haven't wanted the best for me. And, you know, when I kind of realised that, it was quite heartbreaking to think that, you know, there were some family members who just didn't. And, you know, becoming a single mum, that was like fuel to their fire in a way, because that was like, oh, now she's a single mother. And, you know, it really was. And I learned, it was very, very difficult, but I learned that they couldn't be in my life. They needed to be out of my life for me to effectively to be able to more easily succeed. Because if you have people, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that if they were still in my life, I wouldn't have succeeded and I wouldn't succeed on my new venture, not at all. But I do believe that when you have negative people around you, it doesn't do you any good. It really, really doesn't. So what I would say is make sure that the people that you are spending time with, the people that, you know, maybe you speak to on a daily basis, weekly basis, or even a monthly basis, make sure that, you know, they're rooting for you. Because, you know, it only takes a few words and your confidence can be very, very easily knocked. And, you know, in life, that isn't a good thing. But if you're on this journey of starting a business or, you know, you're even, maybe you're working for yourself already. And let's be honest, if you're working for yourself already and you're an entrepreneur and you're out there and you're killing it and you're doing it, you will know you need good people around you because it's a tough journey. So that was like my, I think was that the third realization? I think I was on the third. I don't know. I think I've lost count. So the fourth realization was I knew that, and this is all in a week, by the way, so I've had a busy week. The fourth realization was I thought, right, okay, so I've done all of that in January. Now I need to be able to tap in to every talent that I have. Now, when I say that, I haven't got hundreds of talents, but we all do have talents. And do you know what? Sometimes we might not even realise. We might not realise that we have a talent in something. And that's why you need to dig deep and look. Look at yourself. Really think about it. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Write down what you're good at. It could be anything. It could be anything from, I don't know, it could be cooking. It could be writing. It could be you're really good on social media. It could be that you're a really good proofreader. You just literally write down absolutely every talent that you have. Everything that you can do and that you do, you know, pretty well. And then you tap into that. And that's what I decided to do at the start of the year. Tap into my talents, write my talents down. And for me, the things that I can't remember everyone that I write down, not that there was lots, but one of the things that I write down was that I have a stage background. You know, I was a singer for so many years. So I was very, very used to being on stage with the microphone, talking, entertaining the audience, etc. So I was really used to doing that. So then I thought, you know what? That would probably come into doing a podcast, even though sometimes, I've got to be honest, I'm not too bad now. But when I started the podcast, I found it so difficult, which is kind of mad, actually, because when you're doing a podcast, unless you're filming it, well, even if you're filming it, you can't really see anyone. Whereas if you're on a stage, of course, you've got a huge audience. But yeah, I did feel really nervous. So that was one of the things that I put down. And then I was like, right, okay, so I could do social media videos, like Facebook videos, Facebook reels, Instagram videos, that kind of thing. So that was one of the things that I'm really going to tap into, and I'm tapping into at the moment for my business. So that's what I would say to you. You know, if you are starting a business, write down your talents, tap into everything, you know, that you can do. I'm really good at writing, and so therefore you know, that was really good for kind of preparing my website and writing posts. So yeah, just tap into everything that you can, because it does, ultimately, it makes it a lot more easier. And then my fifth realization, I've got to be honest, I don't know if this is the fourth or the fifth, I've lost count. It's like a realization for every day of the first week of February, isn't it? My fifth realization was, I knew that I belonged to the Female Entrepreneur Association, but I wanted to kind of start following people who would help me. So I signed up for the Jenna Kutcher course on Pinterest. So she does different courses on different things, but I know that I want to use Pinterest, okay? So I thought, right, well, I haven't got a huge, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, if I go on Pinterest, it's to plan what I'm going to be doing in the house. And, you know, maybe I've actually done a board on how I want to design my office. And I love it for that. And then I've got another board of healthy meals. Because if you're anything like me, you know, you get to the evening and I'm like, I've got a fridge full of food. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to cook. So it is fantastic for inspiration. But I didn't realise that on Pinterest, there is so much more organic stuff you can do to promote your business. So, you know, as I say, if you are in a position where you're like, you know what, can I use Pinterest? Yes, you can. So I am going to be talking a little bit more about that as I'm going on the episodes on the pod. So look out for that if you're looking to use Pinterest. And also, I decided to join a group. Now, I'm a little bit of a, I don't join many groups, I've got to be honest, because I just get all their, you know what it's like, you get all their posts and it's like, well, I can't really find what I'm looking for anyway, you know, on your feed. So I have my nails done at a beautiful salon, which is near to where I live in Bedfordshire. And it's beautiful. I love it there. It's so nice. And what makes this salon just gorgeous is that when you go in, the people are so nice. There's nothing worse, you know, I've got to be honest, in my 42 years, I have been into salons and hair salons and beauty salons where you walk in and the girls just kind of look at you like you're an alien. And, you know, there is nothing worse. And, you know, when you walk into this particular salon, it is just, it's just lovely. Actually, the salon is called KG and it is based over in Barton-le-Clay and owned by a lady called Katie Godfrey. And I started following Katie. Now, I've got to be honest, I am quite picky about the entrepreneurs that I follow, because some of them, for me personally, they don't interest me. It doesn't mean that what they do isn't amazing. It's just that they don't really align with what I'm doing. And obviously, you know, Katie's in the she's in the beauty industry, but she has other businesses as well. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to follow her because I just loved some of the posts that she was putting out. They're just so interesting. But not just that, I listened to her podcast and admittedly, I haven't listened to them all, but I listened to the trailer. And I just loved her story. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to follow her. And I joined one of her groups which is a free group on Facebook. I will put it in the notes what it is, and it'll be, you know, it's fantastic for, you know, if you have a business, if you're in the middle of your business or whatever bit of your business that you're on, you know, it was just so interesting. So I'm really looking forward to being a part of that group and, you know, kind of getting some help from the posts that are posted out. And because it doesn't matter where you are on your entrepreneurial journey, help is help. And, you know, you're learning, not so much help, but learning. And you're learning, you know, all the way through. So my realization, just to explain it a little bit more properly, is to make sure that you are following people who align with your core values, that align with maybe the four pillars of your business. And this lady, even though I'm not in the beauty industry, really, really did. And I just found her quite influential, to be honest with you. But not just that, just a very, very nice person. And it's amazing, isn't it, how someone can come across as so lovely just in their posts. And yeah, so, and very much like Carrie Green did to me. And, you know, I've been a member of the FEA for about 6-7 years now. So they were my realizations of the week, and I wanted to share them with you because I really thought that they were really good realizations to have. And when you have realizations, it does help you to progress in what you are doing. It really, really does. And you know, I've got to the end of the first week of February, and I'm, you know, nearly finished the website and, you know, really, really moving on. And feel really, really good. So I'm going to leave it there. And I will be back maybe next week, maybe in a couple of weeks. I really don't know. But I will be back with episode 6. But thank you so much for listening, and I hope those realizations, you know, even if they've helped you a little bit, you know, even if you're at the start of your journey of starting a business, you know, hopefully it might have helped you to realize that actually it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how old you are, it doesn't matter. But just don't ever get to that point and go, oh, well, actually, no, I can't really start a business now because I'm 95. I mean, hey, maybe you could, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, have a good evening, everyone. I'm soon to be going to pick up my son. I swear I'm going to start paying council tax at his work because I seem to be spending half my life there. Anyway, have a good evening. Take care, everyone. And I will see you soon.